This morning we'll continue exploring mindfulness of breathing. As a support for letting go of distractions and settling the mind. One thing I'd like to explore today is a relaxed attention. It's so helpful to learn how to connect with our experience in a relaxed way, having this sense of both relaxation and alertness. Relaxation and alertness are not opposites, but can come together. We can attend to an experience such as the breathing, in a relaxed, easeful way. And one way to support that relaxation of attention is to begin a sitting by relaxing the body. As we relax the body, we kind of naturally see that it begins to loosen some of our mental tension. And so I'd like to start by encouraging you to connect with your body and see if there can be a softening of the muscles of the body. In particular, in places where you may tend to hold tension, often for many of us, the areas of the face and jaw. Relaxing the neck and shoulders. Allowing a softening around the rib cage and the abdomen. And checking into your hips, buttocks, upper legs. Sometimes I find there can be a kind of a subtle tension held there without even my being quite conscious of it. I'm consciously seeing if there can be some relaxation there. Perhaps even inside the hip sockets. Another exploration of body relaxation that might be not so obvious to us is to see if there might be able to be some relaxation inside the body. Perhaps seeing if you might relax your throat. Relax your heart. And your lungs. Relax your stomach. Your intestines. allowing all of your organs to soften. Release to the pull of gravity. And see too if there might be some possibility of relaxing mental tension. Perhaps allowing a relaxation of the mind being pulled to the past or the future. Any tightening that might be happening around that. And having consciously relaxed the body and the mind, the mental tension. Seeing if there might be able to be a settling back. And simply taking in the body as a whole. Whatever is obvious to you about the body sitting here. Not going out and looking for anything, but rather seeing if you can settle back and receive just what's obvious. Can you receive that experience in a relaxed way? Be aware, alert to what is happening without pushing in or forcing the attention. But rather settling back and knowing, receiving the experience. And within the body, breathing is happening. Seeing if you can allow the relaxed body and mind to receive the breathing. At this point, no need to kind of go out and look for details about the breath. The Buddha gave instructions about the breath. When you're breathing in, know that you're breathing in. When you're breathing out, know that you're breathing out. I sometimes find this simple instruction of just knowing in, out, to allow there to be a more relaxed attention with the breathing. There are many places in the body you might experience the breathing. Perhaps the nostrils or the throat. The chest. the movement of the chest, the expansion and contraction, the movement of the abdomen, or perhaps a larger sense of the body, a larger sense of the body breathing. Wherever it's easiest for you, or clearest, or most obvious for you, allowing your attention to know that experience. As you stay with the experience of breathing, sometimes other experiences in the body get strong, or energies may get strong. If it's easy enough to allow those to be in the background, stay with the breath. Just continue with knowing the breath, perhaps using the noting in and out. Sometimes other body sensations can get really strong, and it can feel really difficult to let them be in the background. They are so strong, they're right in your foreground of attention. If that happens, you might try breathing with that experience. If there's a particular sensation in a part of the body, the knee or the hip perhaps, you might have the sense of breathing through or with that area as a way to acknowledge that it's happening. Sometimes I help myself to stay with the breath by using the simple acknowledgement and the breath. So that the emphasis is on the breath, but it's inclusive rather than trying to push away some difficult energy or sensation. There's that experience that's difficult, and there's the breath. And the breath. Thoughts, of course, will come in. If they're not so strong, seeing if you can let go of that pull or any sense of following the thoughts and just coming to the breath. Sometimes thoughts, again, can have a stronger pull on us. It can be very difficult to let them go. If that happens, you might check in and see, how is that thinking impacting the body? Often, if a thought is strong, there'll be some physical manifestation. Connecting to that physical experience and the breath. Mindfulness meditation is very inclusive. Our practice of clear comprehension explores how do we practice mindfulness with these circumstances. And for today, is there a way to practice with the breath in these circumstances?